12 bonus ideas. Here's some quick ideas that I wanted to share with you, but wasn't able to fit them in the ABCs. Idea number one, rope off the stage. If you're performing outside, use a length of rope to create a stage line. Idea number two, big buck wallet. If you use the Ed Harris mystery dollars, make a big buck wallet from leather or suede. It looks clever, and you can hand a child a dollar right out of your oversized wallet. Idea number three, glue your tricks together with an affirmation. During my math show, I asked the kids to say the power of math at the end of each trick. It served to glue the show together from trick to trick, as well as constantly remind the kids of the message of the program. Idea number four, pet the animals. If you use a magic rabbit for birthday parties, save time for each child to have the opportunity to pet the animals. They absolutely love it. Idea number five, speak positively about former clients and other working entertainers. If you speak negatively about others, it's more of a condemnation on you than it is a negative on them. Idea number six, send a contract for each performance. There are several books available on how to create a simple contract. Be professional and use them. Idea number seven, choose volunteers evenly. Try to choose helpers from each sex and race in the audience if possible. In addition, choose a child in a wheelchair if you have a trick that will work for them. Idea number eight, use magic fire. Children love to see fire in a magic show. Use methods where fire seems to appear from nowhere. Never, I repeat, never show a match or lighter in a children's show. The fire, if you choose to use it, must appear to be magical and not something the children could do at home and create with a Bic lighter. I add this idea simply because I have found it very popular in my programs to use magic fire. If this does not appeal to you, that's fine. It's just an idea that works for me. Idea number nine, the oops bag. Carry an extra microphone if your budget allows. Microphone failure will happen to you eventually. In addition, carry anything that will prevent an oops on stage. Suggestions are breath mints, extra batteries, hairbrush, lint brush, moist hand towels, etc. Idea number 10, find a sponsor. Some smaller schools may not be able to afford your educational program. Ask a business to sponsor your show for these smaller schools. Add the business name and advertising information to your printed materials as a proud sponsor of your programs. Sponsorship is a win-win situation. Idea number 11, suggest a network of bookings. If a school can't afford you, suggest them help you in booking several other schools in the area. You can lower your price to fit in more shows. And idea number 12, find a place to be bad. My good friend Terry Evanswood, a masterfully talented illusionist, says everyone needs a place to be bad. He simply means find a place to practice where the audience will help you improve your mistakes. I use a small private school in my area. I offer them a free show in exchange for their flexibility in allowing me to perform my first show for their students. I ask a friend to videotape the show so I have a record of my mistakes. The tape and the practice in front of a live audience allows me to dismiss first show nerves, to gauge audience response, and to clean up script mistakes. It's a win-win situation for the school who gets a free show and for me who needs a place to be bad.